La grande dame est morte. Vive la grande dame. Her name was Sarah Fay. In rumor, she wore a belt of skulls. She was a witch of a caliber. Think escalation. 22 to 45. Semi-automatic to automatic. I hope to never encounter again. Other witches blame sick children on her. Whispers of noses clipped, crypts robbed, a waist circled in heads of state. She heard. Now there is no one left to speak against. Last night I placed her body, bones stretched thin as scarves, into the ground, and I am as much La Grande Dame as she was La Grande Dame sans merci. No merci beaucoup. Witchcraft, said Sarah Fay, is its own reward. Anyone who says otherwise has never walked balefire barefoot in Louisiana June. Cotalique, mother of 400 southern stars, the moon, the bluebird, wore a necklace of hands and hearts, skull as a pendant dangling between her breasts, daughter's head for a nimbus. Notice how her child smile wanes, a scar against a sky of freckles. Myth, like rumor, is a story where everything is true but the details. Sarah Fay kept my heart on her buckle, just above her sex and left of her blade. The last time we touched, I knelt, kissed, three folds of five, the delta of her thighs, open-mouthed above her serpent skirt, bless the womb that makes you, a thin layer of cloth between tongue and valve. Oh, my priestess, forget everything the others say of you, earbones fashioned from Crowley's fingers, etc., and listen to me. Evocation, the act of calling out, versus invocation, the act of calling in. I call you forth from your bed in Corona Borealis, curled asleep in a bowl of stars. I bring you here, not as Bodhisattva, the Bodhi a box to keep the Sattva in, but as the office you held, the great lady of witches, evokes from herself, invokes to herself. Yes, this is the process of revealing. First, the veil, then the page, then the word, the myth, and again the veil drops. First conjugation, woko, wokare, wokawi, wokatus. As much inflection as it is union, as much grammar as it is magic.